Wilde is next. Have a great day. Right, Jo's not here.
What do you mean she's not here?
She's stuck in a train. Right? So, we can either play non-stop music and pretend that, like, she's, you know, just having a dump or something.
Yeah.
Or we can just carry on.
Are we actually on, or are you joking?
No, we are. We're on, look.
Hello.
So, it's up to everyone listening. If you, now, some people hate my guts and tune into Jo at exactly 10. Hi, everybody. I'm Radio 1's Chris Moyles. And other people switch off to their local radio station for the top 10 at 10. But I wouldn't worry about it. It's 1993. It's a terrible year. So, you can either listen to us and we'll carry on, or we can just play non-stop music, or I can do my bad Jo Wiley impression. So, it's really up to everybody. I don't mind.
Should we just kind of guff about then for an undisclosed period of time?
Hi, it's Jo Wiley. Welcome along. She always says that on notes as well. And then calls me fat. Thanks, fatty. He's horrible.
I say carry on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, if you want.
See, now it's 1 minute past ten. Now we have carried on. Technically, this is overtime.
We get another shift rate for this.
Dave and I are freelance, so that's extra. That's a shift rate. And because you're staff, today off in lieu. So,
see you, Lee.
Whether or not we play a record now, it doesn't really make a difference because we've carried on over our time limit. Check the contract, and here we are. More money for us. So everyone's saying, "Oh, they'll carry on, stuff from Carry On, stay on, blow it, go, Chris, go." Now, does that mean
go
in an American way?
Go home,
like a cheerleader, or does that mean no, Chris, just go? So there you go. I am Jo Wiley. It's great, isn't it?
We've never done this before, have we?
No.
Got any Jo Wiley jingles?
Yeah, got some here, matey.
Jo Wiley. This is Radio 1.
It's just like we're her.
What? We're her? It's just like we're her, Dave.
No, we're her.
Welcome along. Welcome along. Welcome along.
This is Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Jo Wiley, and this is Radio 1. It's really great to be here. Sometimes it's nice to be over here, but most of the time it's nice to be here. Martin Kellner, 86.
Welcome along.
And I'm joined by my comedy sidekick, Indie Dave.
Hi.
Hi, Indie Dave.
Hi, yes.
Now, you're on to talk about all the fresh new flavours.
That's right, because we're now serious DJs, serious about music.
I believe you've got some excellent news about Roy Wood and Wizard.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, they've been around for a long, long time.
Right.
I like them a lot, especially their Christmas stuff. But it turns out they might have some new material, and they're going to be gigging around the UK soon.
That's brilliant.
I look forward to checking them out.
Do you have any news about Mark Bolan and T-Rex's tour?
Well, no, but Mark's not going to be part of the tour because he died.
Oh.
He crashed into a tree. But I believe that the other guys are doing other projects, and that's nice, but there'll be more about that with serious music, serious DJs.
Right. Jo's stuck on a train, basically.
But the thing is, we have to appeal to her audience now, not ours, because they're, like, different sorts of people.
Yeah. Right, okay, so I'm gonna relate to Jo's audience, okay? I hate Chris Moyles. He's a fat, sexist pig.
Mm.
He surrounds himself with idiot sycophants who...
I hate them.
Who laugh at everything he says. You know, I'm... yes. Anyway, so there you go. Right, so on the show today... there'll be an appearance by Jo Wiley. Not going to tell you when. That's a surprise for you as well as me. Briggy will be doing the entertainment news at 10:45, maybe with me if Jo's not here. And now this isn't a joke, by the way. Briggy has news about Rocky Six.
Rocky Six?
Yeah.
As in Adrian?
Yeah. As in Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. As in the Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone, you may have heard already this morning, is going to get ready for Basic Instinct 2.
All the Stones.
I've got a great gag about Basic Instinct 2 and Sharon Stone at her age doing the famous scene.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would fit Jo's show. Got to be honest. Still.
It's back to the old Wizard reference again.
And one of the Rolling Stones is going to star in a TV series. The TV series being The Bill. How exciting. Those stories with Briggy coming up later. After midday, James King will be talking movie news. If I'm still on at that point, I'll be quite peed off. So I'll be like, yeah, whatever, James. Yeah, whatever.
Think
whatever.
About the money. More minutes, more money.
Do you know what I bought? Talking of movies, do you know, I went to a record store the other day and bought... if you're listening to The Breakfast Show the other day, I do it every morning. I bought the Beverly Hills Cop trilogy, mm-hmm. right? The Lord of the Rings, because I haven't seen any of them. And Cannonball Run and Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Which I watched yesterday. Brilliant.
Isn't that supposed to be rubbish, that film?
I like it. It's good. It's very clever.
Is it?
Yeah. Last resort, giving away, Dave, and this is very yours, a power kite and a lesson. Not two lessons. That would be a waste of money.
One lesson.
What with our audience, Joe Wiley's audience, just one lesson. Mm-hmm. But notice, by the way, that the kind of prizes that Joe gives away are very similar to the activities enjoyed by Joe Wiley's producer, Piers. Have you noticed this? Snowboarding, power kites, that kind of thing. His rent paid for a month, that kind of thing. Have you noticed? this is to tie in with the Get Your Kit On campaign, which you're heavily involved with, Dave.
Yes, absolutely.
Pet Sound this week is the Prodigy's new single. Hmm, class. So I'll be playing that later, maybe.
Do we do any quizzes?
Yes, there's what? Guess My Nail Varnish.
Yep.
Coming up later.
Can we do Soup of the Day as well?
I don't know what that is.
Soup of the Day. I've always wanted to do this feature.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I think of a soup.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to guess what flavour it is today.
Mulligatawny.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh,
it's not as easy as you think.
I see.
It's not for you, it's for people to text in and stuff.
Right, okay.
And the winner wins... Soup. Power kite.
Brilliant. No, that's a prize for something else, Dave.
Okay.
That's last resort.
Soup of the day.
Yeah, no, maybe later. Anyway, good morning, it's Radio 1.
It is the passion flowing right on through your veins. And it's the feeling like you're all so great.
That's Nelly Furtado and Forza, which is Portuguese for tomato. So welcome along, it's Radio 1, I'm Joe Wiley.
No, I'm Joe Wiley.
Hey! Joe's back.
Ah, rejoicing. Thank you very much, Chris.
What time did you wake up this morning, then you drink?
I've been on a train, sitting on the floor of the train because there were no seats, yeah. Regular occurrence.
Do you not go first?
Since about 8 o'clock. No, whatever, sitting on the floor. No seats on the train.
Really?
And then it breaks down, honest. Okay, I got up at 8:30, all right?
No, seriously, there was a train late or not? Because
yeah.
We can easily ring down. The train firm.
Right, Virgin Trains, did your train break down this morning? Yes, I think it did.
Okay, all right then.
Thanks a lot, anyway.
Virgin Trains, and it broke down. Well, you know why. They never go all the way.
Hey! So, Soup of the Day's what?
Soup of the Day? Well, I don't know. We've had many people texting in.
Cockaliki, I think.
No, Soup du jour has taken off in a big way. The texts have gone quite literally mad, Joe, for this new feature.
So do I have the feature or do you?
What I'm going to do... No, you can have it. I will write down what today's flavour is, and then maybe you could reveal it after 11.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
okay.
And you're in the live lounge after 12.
Well, we were just thinking of ways to fill. So Dom and I were going to do an a cappella session in there.
I'd like
sort of Bobby McFerrin style.
They're a Bobby McFerrin tribute act.
Make all their own noises.
That's all ruined now.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, Dom looks really depressed.
No, it's fine. We had Axel F all sorted out. It's fine. Yeah, don't worry.
So where'd the hair come in, Dom?
Yeah, welcome back, Joe.
All right, I'm off. See ya.
No,
bye.
Don't. No, Joe, don't go. This is great. You can interview me now. I'm a guest on your show.
Okay, have you ever been in hospital?
Yes.
With what?
Visiting my dad, who's just had a quadruple heart bypass.
Oh, how is he?
You sick cow.
Oh, let him smile.
He's great. He's all right, thank you very much.
Good.
Yes.
What's the ringtone on your phone?
It's just the classic Nokia piano tune.
That's a bit boring. I would have thought it'd be something else from you.
I don't have novelty ringtones, as I'm an adult.
Next it's not question. Going very well, this is
no, no, it's good. Next question.
Okay, musical influences then. What was the first record you ever bought?
It was Mr. Tambourine Man by The Byrds.
It wasn't.
Actually, it wasn't. It was Irene Cara's theme to Flashdance.
But it might have been somehow.
For a guest on your show, I need to give cool answers. And I thought that was quite good.
No, Irene Cara, she'll do. That'll be fine. What was the last truly great film that you saw?
I watched Last Action Hero yesterday with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And it's a very underrated movie. It stars...
Is it
No, what it is it's about a boy who likes the movies, and he likes to go and see action thrillers starring a character called Jack Slater, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he gets a magic ticket from Houdini, right, which transports him while he's watching the movie one night into the actual movie. So then this boy from real life goes into the Jack Slater movie. Anyway, the baddie in the Jack Slater movie gets the ticket and goes through the cinema screen into the real world. So then Jack and this boy have to go to the real world to save him. And then,
you can stop at any time.
If James King is listening on his way in, he might as well just turn around and go home again.
Talk to James King later, don't interrupt me. He'll tell you all about Last Action.
What's the most beautiful thing that you've experienced in the last 7 days?
Looking into your eyes.
Thank you. Play a record.
Oh, you just glossed over it.
It's a great point to end, you know.
Okay, all right.
You ruin it now.
You know, you do realise that I've done your show for 21 minutes. You owe me.
I'll pay in kind.
Okay.
Kind of what?
Not here and now.
Where?
Where chips. And when? I'll pay in chips.
No, I want you to wear an outfit for me.
No, I've done that before.
A nurse's outfit.
No.
Or a traffic warden.
With Kylie.
And guess what? I'm a poorly patient. And you need to take my temperature. However, my lips have been sealed together. We'll talk off the air. Oh, when it all,
yeah. It all falls down. This is the real one, baby. I'm telling you. Nothing I have is truly mine. There's nothing I have.
I hope Moore's trainer isn't listening at the moment, but, you know, obviously that was all prearranged just to get him out of the training. He didn't want to do a session today, needed something to do after the show, needed an excuse, and I provided him with it. One. I've been here since about 7 o'clock this morning myself, really. Right, I have to play you Razor Light, Shapeshifters, Nelly and Kelly, and God knows what else is going on in the show.